What happened to the America I thought I knew? Have we simply wandered off course, but only temporarily? Or have we allowed ourselves to be so divided that we're easy prey for hijackers who could steer us onto a path to a crash landing? These were not questions I was asking in August 1962, when I was a newlywed and rookie journalist. America was investing in a new generation of leadership and promise. John F. Kennedy was in the White House. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was on the march in the South. Astronauts with the right stuff pointed their aspirations toward the heavens. Women were stepping out from behind their aprons and questioning their assigned roles. Young artists were giving new voice to music, film, and literature. I couldn't wait to be a part of it all. A half century later, it is a much different world, and I am a weathered survivor of the rearranged American landscape, a familiar territory for me in my personal and professional life. Wherever I go, I am asked, what has happened to us? Have we lost our way? One often repeated question is the most troubling of all because it challenges an American belief so fundamental it might as well be carved in stone on a Washington monument. Will our children and grandchildren have better lives than us? Is that essential part of the American dream disappearing? There are no simple, reassuring answers, and as a citizen, father, and grandfather, I am not immune to the worries that prompt the question. I believe it is time for an American conversation about legacy and destiny. I am not a sociologist or psychologist. I am a journalist, an observer, and a synthesizer, a man who has explored a lot of the world and been witness to recent history. I have seen what enlightened leadership can accomplish, whether it is on the family, community, national, or world level. I've also been astonished by our capacity to make the same mistakes in one form or another again and again. I have made my own share of mistakes, as we all have. They've yet to invent a GPS system for the best road to a secure and worthwhile future. But I do have some thoughts, original and inspired by others, for our journey into the heart of a new century. To begin, isn't it time to reflect on where we have been and how we are going to move forward together, and to do it with more listening and less shouting? There is a good deal of debate these days about American exceptionalism, about who believes in it and who may have doubts. I have no doubts. But I also believe that the unique character of America is very much like my definition of patriotism. Love your country, but always believe it can be improved. That is the unspoken way I was raised by a family of patriots and mentors who represented a broad spectrum of political and cultural notions but shared a common belief in the American dream and a determination to constantly renew America's promise. Those indelible lessons from family and friends are still with me, and I hope you will find them familiar and worth renewing as they play out across the chapters that follow. What I know for sure is that many feel America is adrift, and the time to build the future is now. We will be judged not simply by the cacophony of those on the left and right with access to a cable system or a blog, but rather by the tangible legacy we leave behind. This immigrant nation, this destination for those looking for economic opportunity, political freedom, and the realization of dreams, has confronted great trials in the past and prevailed. We can draw on those experiences and find new ways to address the challenges that await us now. As I learned in the first decade of this new century, there are daring new ideas being tested in the laboratories of everyday life by bold and unconventional thinkers and doers. You'll hear their voices and learn their ideas in the chapters that follow. Academics tell us that centuries and decades are imperfect ways to measure the long curve of history. Perhaps, but for me, every decade of my life, beginning with the 40s, had a bold punctuation mark, so I had more than a little curiosity about what a new century might mean to us. The defining events of the first 60 years of my life were about to recede. What should we all expect next? What follows are the observations, hopes, memories, and suggestions of a child of the 20th century who had big dreams fulfilled beyond his boyhood fantasies. I am now a man of the 21st century, with some observations on how we might realize the great promise of a future that would benefit us all.